Hi everyone, so I'm going to talk today about millennials and investing and what the research actually shows on investing. Now stereotypically, what would be your idea if I said to you, okay, there's a 21 year old and a 61 year old, who is going to be the bigger risk taker? Of course, most people are going to say the 21 year old because number one, they're young, and number two, they're young, so if they lose a bit of money, they can always get the money back. And I'm not saying that isn't always untrue, indeed, as the whole Bitcoin thing is showing, people can be risk takers on all ages, but it's been more on the millennial side, although they probably perceive it's not a risk. But the point is, actually, believe it or not, research shows that millennials are often much more cautious than older people. And if you think about it, it makes sense in some regards, in that the big stock market falls of 1999 after the dot-com crash and 2008 after the financial crisis happened during very pivotal periods in millennials' life. So let's say, for example, you had a 30-year-old person. Now, the 2008 crisis probably affected their chances after university, right? Because 2008 happened about 10 years ago now. So probably someone who was 30 was just about to graduate, so it affected their chances there. And then in 1999, they were in high school, or just about to leave high school or primary school, depending on exactly how old they were, whether they were 32 or 33 or whatever. But the point is, also, there's been more and more movies made, like the things like The Wolf of Wall Street, whatever. So actually, believe it or not, millennials do have this idea that investing is really a risky thing. Whereas for a lot of, say, 65-year-olds, they've seen the market go up and down, but basically absolutely skyrocket over long periods of time. So a lot of older people, according to research, are much more likely to take a philosophical view and just say, well, you know what, market might go up and down the next 5 years, but that's just the way it goes. Long term, it'll be fine. Much more optimistic. Whereas a lot of young people, despite the fact we've had an incredible run in the last 9 years, when it comes to stock prices, are much more pessimistic, much more likely to wrongly think that investing in the markets is safe even for the long term. Unsafe for the long term, which isn't the case. And in addition to that, what the research also shows is millennials are much more likely to make a mistake of allowing emotion to get in the way of their investment decisions. For example, 43% of millennials were much more likely to say that they are affected by their social beliefs when it comes to their investments. In other words, they will not invest in certain companies, maybe oil companies, or I don't know, they want to not invest in Israel or Iran or whatever country they have a problem with, whereas only 25% of baby boomers said the same thing. But if you think about it, that creates a problem, because as we've spoken about before, there's many advantages of tracker funds. But with a tracker fund, or index fund as it's called in the US, of course you can't be too moralistic, because that's just 100 biggest firms in the UK or 500 biggest firms in the US. It doesn't pick out the ethical or unethical firms, right? By definition, it's amoral. It's not immoral or moral. It's just picking the most successful firms, and that's the beauty of it. But of course, if you're overly moralistic, you might be attracted to some of these high fee funds, like the so-called ethical funds, and you're then getting into a very subjective area. But the ethical funds haven't performed very well, because often they are high cost. There are low cost ethical funds, but it's a big risk to take to be in so-called ethical funds, because you're then going down the route of stock picking. And that makes no sense. In this case, you're stock picking as well, not even based on any kind of logic, but based on the ethics behind the company. And as soon as you start to confuse ethics and returns, that's a big no-no. And really, a rational investor should neither be moral or immoral. They should be amoral. They should be objective and just look at the evidence. And as a final issue, I think what millennials struggle with is this. When their grandparents and parents were young, the wages were, believe it or not, much lower, whatever people say, even in real terms. But of course, there were stable jobs. And what a lot of people did, like our grandparents, they would just invest into their mortgage, but also then into a company pension every single month. They wouldn't give a damn if markets were going up or down. They'd be in it for the long term. They'd often sign up for these long term 30-year, 40-year savings plans. And even though those savings plans today are often mocked as, high cost and whatever, and quite rightly so, the modern pensions are much lower cost and much better than the old school pensions. But the fact is, because older people had this persistence and, they didn't give up when it came to investing. They just put in every single month. They were rewarded long term with quite good pensions, because ultimately markets go up long term. But you see with a lot of millennial investors, they want to do a lot of things like, just go in for the short term, and they are not always long term orientated. And I think that, along with being obsessed with things like ethical funds, and also just having bad spending habits in general, is something that millennials struggle with. So for millennial investors, I think that the easiest way they can get higher returns is this. First of all, the evidence is clear. If you're in your 20s or early 30s, or indeed 30s in general, it's a fantastic time to invest. Every dollar that was invested 50 years ago in the US stock market is worth $15 today in inflation adjusted terms. That's huge. Think about it. That means that even someone who only saved $50 a month 50 years ago, it's worth the equivalent of saving $750 a month in today's money. That's how much is compounded. So even if you only have a small amount of money, let's say you're listening to this, you only have $100 literally a month to save. What you have to remember is, though, that's a lot more than, say, if you have $500 when you're 55, because it's got all that time to compound. Don't worry about the short term, and also don't worry about the ethics of companies. When it comes to working for companies, that's completely different. You can consider the ethics. But there is a great deal of evidence to say you should just track the market, and you can't track the market if you're simultaneously going to be overly ethical about the situation. And really, if you think about it, it is quite arrogant in some ways what some people are saying in terms of this. Ultimately, the market has decided what's the 500 biggest companies in the US, the S&P 500. Who am I, Adam in this case, to say, oh, the market is wrong. Such and such company, BPO, a morally reprehensible company. You guys in the collective market, you are all wrong. You're not seeing what I'm seeing. If you think about it, that's actually quite arrogant in many ways, to have your own moral judgments and to judge people when the market itself, which is basing decisions on the publicly available data, isn't seeing the same thing that you're seeing. So I would highly recommend that millennials listening to this don't either take an immoral or moral approach to investing. They just look at it objectively in an amoral way.